seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, where, as we hear from St. Paul, seated at the right hand of the Father, as we profess in our creed every given Sunday. And this solemnity, though, is the fulfillment of the Paschal mystery. We often think that the Paschal mystery is his passion, his death, his resurrection. But it includes, at the pinnacle, his ascension into heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Because that's where we belong. In his heavenly kingdom, in an eternal relationship with the Most Holy Trinity. And so, we look at the Paschal mystery then as a way of God's just beneficial gifts upon us and bestowing one great gift upon another, because his passion is his acceptance of our sinfulness, taking our sins upon himself as he carries the cross, as he endures his suffering. His death is so that he may remove our death, as he accepts it upon the crucifix. But knowing then that we are not just meant to die, but to live, he shares the gift of his resurrection, his divine life, with you and me. So you see, it's one gift after the other. But this divine life, though, isn't meant just to be here on earth. It's supposed to be for all eternity, starting right now with our earthly life and continuing through this solemnity of the ascension for all eternity in heaven. That, my brothers and sisters, is the fulfillment of the Paschal mystery, the great gift that God continues to offer to you and me. For we belong in heaven with Christ our head, we who are members of his body. And thus, as we sung, God mounts his throne to shouts of joy. That is what the depths of our heart, of our soul, just sings out. With great joy, that's where we belong. No matter what type of sufferings we have to endure here on earth, no matter what type of hurdles and obstacles we have to overcome, the place where we belong, we shout with joy because Christ has gone to prepare a place for us. That is the joy of the ascension. He doesn't go up there just with his divinity. He seats himself at the right hand of the Father, clothed still in our humanity, as if to show us, this is where you belong. I have gone to prepare a place for you. And not only to prepare a place for you, but to intercede for you, to pray for you, that as I sit by the Father, I speak to him my love for you. This is the great gift of the ascension. This is Jesus showing us where we belong. And it isn't as if he has just went away from us, but he remains with us, as he says in the gospel, I am with you until the end of the age. But his ascension shows us where we are to go. That's why I find it just wonderful in the first reading, that as the apostles are looking up with such amazement, with such great enthusiasm, these two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from heaven, from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. What they're saying is, yes, you're looking up, that's where you're supposed to go, but don't just look. Move in that direction. Journey towards heaven. Begin to walk towards Jesus because he's calling you. He's summoning you. He's inviting you to his divine life in heaven. And the way to heaven is by conforming yourselves to the mystery of the cross. Because the cross is the essence of the Paschal mystery. That is his passion, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. For when Jesus told his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," it is all in the mystery of our Lord's cross. And when he calls the apostles in the gospel to go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it is a baptism into the divine life of God. That divine life that is the conforming of ourselves to the Lord's cross, so that our sins may be forgiven, so that the divine life which God shares is now placed into our hearts to share in the life of the resurrection, so that we may journey to our true home of heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, we seek then not just to look where Christ has gone, but to travel where Christ has gone by conforming ourselves to the great mystery of forgiveness that is the cross. By conforming ourselves to the great mystery of patient endurance that is the Lord's cross. By conforming ourselves to the great mystery of sacrificial love, willing the good of the other, that is our Lord's cross. Because then we share in the divine life of the Most Holy Trinity, and we move to our place that he has prepared for us in his heavenly kingdom. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.